steps it down for a Chanticleer kill.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference Triangler for Mord as the Chanticleers welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars and Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
At Studi stays the back row. Connor has to run it down. Squires gets a roll across, dug out there by Shea Taylor. Malcolm will swat it across. Stars on offense, slide it to Oprek. She'll take it off the block, and it's going to be good.
Orton, Donovan, Trumbull are coming off straight set victories on Tuesday, while Kearney Catholic will try to bounce back after their 5-set loss to Grand Island Central Catholic. It's the Chanticleer Triangler coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Ord with Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Ord High School. It is time for our third and final match of this Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Triangular as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars and Ord Lady Chanticleers will battle. Earlier tonight, both teams defeated Donovan Trumbull. Ord did it 25-22, 25-22. Kearney Catholic did it 25-11 and 25-14. And it looks like here in pregame warmups, you can hear it's kind of quiet. And I did not see what happened, but Paige Herbert has went down here in pregame warmups for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and they are going to have to bring her over to the sidelines and revamp the starting lineup here. It is her left ankle or knee. It looks more even more like an ankle. I didn't see if she stepped on a volleyball or exactly what the situation was, but now the teams will return and put their lineups in and return to warmups. It was just 90 seconds before the first serve of the match here. So you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll see if we can find out what happened and be back to give you the starters after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, we are back here with high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. It looks like in pregame warmups, Paige Herbert, the 5'7 junior, landed on the coach's foot warming up and twisted her ankle. So they're taking a look at that. She's going to be out, it looks like, and we'll see what they do in replacement as far as the starting lineup here. Let's take a look at the starting line. It's brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, the better bank. So for Kearney Catholic, they will go with number 9, 5'10 freshman Anna Squires. Number 3 is 5'5 junior Morgan Studi. She is not the libero anymore. They changed her out tonight. She'll be followed by number 8, 5'9" junior. That is Callie Oakbrick. Number 5, center, 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Number 6, 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And then Courtney Shundoff is going to get the start here, it looks like, for Kearney Catholic. 11-6, ranked second in C1, coached by Chris Connor. Head coach for the Orr Lady Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander. They are 9-6. And their service rotation will begin with number 2, Morgan Alexander, number 14, Andrea Carson, number 13, Kate Grant, number 5, Cassidy Gittison, number 3, Kenzie Trudick, and number 11, Melanie Reese. The libero is number 1, Tierra Krumel. That is a look at your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. They can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll start our match right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed wishing the best to our area athletes, coaches, and teams. Ord will move from right to left. Kearney Catholic will move from left to right to start our first set here on Classic Hits. In Major League Baseball, just about ready to get things underway between the Dodgers and Braves. Earlier today, St. Louis took game one from Pittsburgh 9-1. There's also college football action going on tonight. Iowa State is battling at Texas, and that is the first college football game of the night. Then later tonight, UCLA will be taking on Utah. Texas leads Iowa State 10-3. That game is in the second quarter. And in the NFL tonight, you can hear on ESPN 1460 and 1550, just underway. Buffalo is at Cleveland. We're ready to go. Morgan Alexander to serve it away, the sophomore here for the Chanticleers, and across it comes to Colling. It'll be set into the middle. Has to be bumped across there by Squires. Ward able to make the play to the outside. Carson, near side attack, down and good. So Andrea Carson starts things off with a kill here for the Chanticleers. They played Kearney Catholic, were defeated by Kearney Catholic in the Stars tournament earlier this year at the Kearney Catholic Invite. Fell to them in straight sets. So they have had a meeting already this season. Morgan Alexander on the serve. Jump serve very deep and out of bounds. So we are tied 1-1. Kearney Catholic will rotate back with Allie Prasoski coming in to serve it away here. Best of three, as the Chanticleers would love to get a little upset here on Parents Night. Served right in the back middle of Judick. Middle attack. It'll be flicked across for the kill. Kate Grint. Grint gets her first kill, 2-1 Ord. And in for the Chanticleers will be Jordan Cook. Coach Alexander uses about 10 players in her rotation. Cook, Gittison. You'll also see Lucy Gavicki later on. And Jordan Cook to serve it away. Slaps that one just over the top of the net. Picked up by Prasoski, and it can't get over the net. It's Connor. Ace serve, 3-1 Ord. Again, Kearney Catholic playing without Paige Herbert, who was injured in pregame warmups. Hopefully not severe. It looked like she twisted her ankles landing on the foot of one of her coaches in warmups. As Connor tries to dump it across, does hit the tape. Across it comes to Drudick. Take it to the right side, driven down and good by Gittison. Third kill here in the early going, and Ord is up by a score of 4-1. Cook looking for three in a row from the service line. Still trying to kind of get everybody going here as the serve is a line drive, and Colling made a stab. She whiffed, and it ran right off of Madison Squires. It'll be an ace serve. Maddie wasn't expecting it. She thought that was going to be picked up, and Kearney Catholic is going to make a substitution here. And checking in will be Mackenzie Smith in that back row. Cook trying to keep it rolling here early in game one for the Chanticleers. And the serve, miss hit into the net. So both Kearney Catholic's points have come on Ord service errors, but Ord also has a couple of aces And that makes it 5-2. Back to serve it away will be Morgan Studi. Studi served it strong in the match against Donovan Trumbull. High jump serve, big rocket across the Tierra Krumel, set to the outside. Judick drops it down, no problem for the Lady Chanticleers. They handled that very strong jump serve with ease and turned it straight into a point. Now Melanie Reese rotates in. Back to serve it away, Krumel for the Lady Chance. Fires that one into the middle of Prasoski. Overpass. Connor tries to tip it across. Good dig that time, but Ord cannot return it. Cook got a hand on it. Connor will get credit for Kearney Catholic's first kill. And now Whitney Colling will serve it away. And into the front row will be Shundoff. So Courtney Shundoff, who I think was over in the JV gym, they went and had to grab her. Colling gets it across to Krumel, short set middle. Reese will tap it across. Dig is made there by Prasoski. Out of the back row, Studi will take the swing. It clips the tape and is down and good for a kill for Morgan Studi. 6-4. Ward holding on to the two-point lead early on. Colling getting the first point on serve here for Kearney Catholic in game one. And the serve into the net. So back over to Ward. First service error for the Stars. 7-4, Chanticleers. And Cassidy Gittison will serve it away. Gittison fires that knuckleball right down the middle, picked up by Studi. Connor sets to the outside. Here's Squires over the double block, but deep and out of bounds. Point Ord, 8-4. And you have to wonder, with Herbert out, and again in the first match tonight against Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic had changed their lineup. They put Colling to the libero and took Studi out of that position. Will that change him up as Connor just hits the line here, flicking it back over her head to pick up the Kearney Catholic point and her second kill. Again, she had 10 kills, possibly a school record for a setter, Tuesday night at Grand Island Central Catholic. So she'll go back and serve it. And here it comes, right down the middle to Krumel. In for Ord, by the way, is Claire Bredhauer. Left side, Chanticleers get the termination with Kenzie Drudick. So Ward not letting Kearney Catholic get on any kind of a run early on, and it's 9-5. Andrea Carson in. Jordan Cook out for Ward. And Kenzie Drudick will serve it away. 9-5. Lady Chance here in the opening game. Drudick, who led the team in kills against Donovan Trumbull, serves it. Here is the set across by Squires. Kearney Catholic just out of system right now. Reese tips it across. Dig made on the back row by Studi. Set it right side. Anna Squires off the tip. It's down and good. Squires with her first kill of this match, side out Stars. Again, don't forget high school football tomorrow night. We've got a battle of unbeatens here on Classic Hits as Amherst travels to Shelton. Pregame at 6:30, and first serve is set for 7 o'clock. Kearney Catholic at Minden will be on ESPN 1460. Serve across to Ward, gets it to the middle to Reese. She sops it into the back row to Smith. Outside attack Studi, and she'll get the kill. That one goes deep into the stands off the dig. Morgan Studi with her third kill. And Smith to serve it away again. McKenzie rotates in for Squires, plays that back row and serves. And McKenzie strong down the left side. Carson's pass stays in the middle. Set back to Andrea. She goes angle, had a little air under it, picked up by Colling. Set outside Studi. That didn't have any air, but was it touched? It was out of bounds and Ord ball. Yeah, first they signaled that it was Kearney Catholic ball. But the official says, no, I just pointed the wrong way. Point Ord, 10-7. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, Donovan, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wherever you're listening, thanks for being with us tonight as Gemicki comes in to serve for the Chanticleers. Picked up by Smith, backs at Anna Squires, rolls it off that block, gets the kill. Anna with a good start here to the first set. And checking in, Reese to get the libero back in. Krumel and Oprich in for Kearney Catholic, and now back to serve it away will be Courtney Shundoff. Shundoff getting the start in place of the injured Paige Herbert. Over to Krumel. Here's the set, Alexander, and in the net, going to be called on Ord. Alexander tried to get twisted there after the pass was a little too close, and she touched the net. Point Stars, they cut it to one. Shundoff for the tie, clips the net. Krumel's able to pick it up. Here's a set back row, swing, Drudick, and a good one. Connor got it into the net, great dig out of the net, but then Squires dug it out of the net and then fell across the center line. So give credit to Drudik for putting that one away and keeping Orta the lead at 11-9. Into the front row, Cassidy Gittison and Morgan Alexander to serve it away here for the Lady Chance. And Morgan drills it down the middle to Smith. Here's the set, Anna Squires from the back row. Studi takes the swing and got the kill. Alexander wasn't quite sure where she was on the court as far as on the sideline or a little deeper in, and it tied her up. 11-10, and Allie Prasoski now to serve it away. Trying to tie it up here for Kearney Catholic midway through the opening set. Tipped across Morgan Alexander on a low pass to her. Prasoski had to set it. Studi, big swing. We're tied. 11-11. Studi with her fifth kill here of the opening game. She had five kills in the first set against Donovan Trumbull, and here there's a lot of game left. Prasoski serves it across. Then it's dug out there by Drudik. Short set middle. Tipped down and good by Kate Grant. Grant with her second kill. Ord has yet to relinquish the lead. It's 12-11. And checking in to serve it for the Lady Chanticleers will be number four, Jordan Cook. Again, some very tough competition early on this year for Ord. Got them off to a 2-6 start, but they haven't lost since. And the serve by Cook is across. Here's a dump across by Connor, and there it was again. Shayla Connor has found an opening here on the Kearney Catholic side and has dumped it right over to get a couple of points here and tied at 12. Studi now to serve. Jump serve handled by Krumel. Ord got her off there without a point last time. Drudik, big swing, same thing. They dig it up, and Kenzie Drudik puts it down. Fourth kill for Kenzie, 13-12 Ord midway through the opening set. And checking out will be Grint, and back into the front row will be Melanie Reese, one of the three seniors on this Lady Chanticleer ball club. Tierra Krumel is one, and Claire Bredhauer is the third. As Krumel serves, just got over, picked up by Colling, close to the net. Connor kept it out of there, but the set wasn't good enough to smack across. And the point for Ord, back up by two at 14-12. Ord scores on their serve for the first time since picking up their eighth point. Krumel knuckleballs it into the middle of Prasoski, overpass right above the net. A quick swing taken down and good by Cassidy Gittison. 15-12 Ord. Coach Chris Connor up off the bench. Took a look at the scoreboard. Says we'll wait on a timeout. See if we can get the ball back here. Tierra Krumel trying to keep the pressure on to Prasoski. Here's the set. Studi outside. Squires. Big swing off the partial block of Reese. Dug out Chanticleers. Back set right side. No block there. Driven across that time by Gittison. Kearney Catholic digs it out and returns it with Maddie Squires. Ward's able to keep it up. Morgan Alexander takes a swing from the back row. Good rally going here. Maddie Squires rolls it over and finds the donut hole. Maddie Squires with her first kill. And it's 15-13 Ord, but side out for the Stars. And Whitney Colling goes back to serve it away. Colling's left-handed serve, deep middle, picked up there by Cook. Alexander gets it outside for Drudik. She'll slap it into the middle to Colling. Bump set to the outside. Squires is there. Dug out by Krumel. Again set by Alexander. Right side this time. Down and good by Gittison. Cassidy getting a little more involved here the last couple of rotations. And it is 16-13. Lady Chance, keep that lead. And Gittison goes back to serve it away. Knuckleball that's mishandled by Kearney Catholic. It'll be an ace, 17-13. Ord with the lead, and Kearney Catholic will call timeout. So the Chanticleers here on Parents' Night trying to pull an upset. They've got a good start here in the opening set. Ord 17, Kearney Catholic 13 on Classic Hits.
Visco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. the place to get a great deal.
And out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, Ward continues to serve. It'll be Cassidy Gittison leading at 17-13. Outside attack, Squires, big swing, dug out Krummel, free ball above the net, Shundoff takes the swing at it, couple of one-arm ups, Ward does return it, free ball here, Connor sets outside, Squires rolls it over the double block, nobody home, Maddie Squires, good court vision, gets her second kill, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back, Shayla Connor to serve, Anna Squires into the front row, re-entering for Ward is Claire Bradhauer, plays that back row, and now Connor to serve. Shayla, deep middle. Krummel pops it straight up in the air. Alexander sets it outside. Drudik a little wide and didn't get what she wanted on that one. Drops it in the net. Attack error. Point, Kearney Catholic. Stars have not scored two in a row on their serve yet in this game. Ward has done a great job of handling the serve. Short serve, Krummel. Oh, what a job by Morgan Alexander. It was going into the net. She just flicked it over. Outside Squires into the tape. No, they're going to say it was partially blocked. Kearney Catholic will get it back across, but out of bounds. So Ward wins the point, 18-15, and again, keeps the Stars from putting a run together. Andrea Carson back into the front row, and Kenzie Drudik will go back and serve it away here. At 18-15, Drudik. Colling, a little trouble picking it up, and we pass back into the middle, dumped over by Squires. Without Herbert in there, she's about the biggest hitter they've got right now. Carson, deep and out of bounds on a near side attack. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Mackenzie Sims in to serve it away. And the serve across. Picked up by Ord close to the net. Has to be tipped across basically by Reese. Good job of staying out of the net. Studi returns. Studi gets the kill. Number six for Morgan Studi. And it's a one-point game at 18-17. And Mackenzie Smith will try and get two in a row. Smith, line, drive, serve. Krummel, good job. Alexander dumps it across and down to the floor it goes. Morgan with her first kill. Ward 19, Kearney Catholic 17. Lucy Gemicki in to serve it away. Chanticleer's trying to hold on here and take game one against the Stars. Did Kearney Catholic beat them in straight sets at the Kearney Catholic Invite the second Saturday of the season? Serve is across to Smith. Set to the outside. Studi from off the net. Fires it across. Gebeke with the dig. Alexander sets it outside. Carson. She's blocked but out of bounds. Andrea Carson with her second kill. And just when Kearney Catholic cut it to one, they could get no closer. Well, do we have an overturn of the call here? Somebody must have been in the net as they overturn the call and give it to Kearney Catholic. So it's 19-18. Because I don't think the ball was blocked in. So in to serve it will be McKenna Butler trying to tie it up for the Stars. Ord on the offense, gets it outside Carson. Blocked in, it's an ace block. Oprick and Squires up there. Anna Squires will get credit. And it is 19-19 in the first set. McKenna Butler with that serve. Right in the middle of the floor, handled by Drudik, set high to Carson, rolls it over the double block. Connor had to dig it, so somebody else has to set it. Squires to Studi from the back row, dug out there by Bredhauer, set outside Carson again, off the block, setting in the middle of the floor. Kearney Catholic rolls it over. Ord wanted a double hit, called on Oprecht, tipped back across by the Chanticleers. Ball is still alive on Ord's side. Here's Alexander, dumps it over the left hand. Connor picks it up. Outside Studi. Studi tips it over, and Kearney Catholic got the point. And Coach Wendy Alexander wants a call here, wants to talk to the official that there should have been a double hit in the middle of that rally. And Ord will call timeout here as Kearney Catholic has taken the lead for the first time in this set. Stars have scored five of the last six. Kearney Catholic 20, Ord 19 in the opening set. We'll be right back.
No! Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda.
Iowa State has taken the lead over Texas, 13-10, right before halftime in college football. Buffalo scores first. They lead Cleveland 7-0. Still 11 minutes to go in the first quarter. As we come back to action here, Kearney Catholic has taken their first lead over Ord, and they're trying to extend it, set it to the outside. Anna Squires finds the corner and gets the kill. Squires with her third kill, the 14th of the opening set here for the Stars. McKenna Butler becomes the first Kearney Catholic player to get multiple points in a row from the service line, 21-19. Here's Orr back to the middle, driven across by Grint, and it's down and good. Studi just about dug it up off the floor after it hit that tape, but Grint gets her third kill. Looks like 13 kills for Ord. Back into the front row. Cassidy Gittison, and to serve it away will be Morgan Alexander. And Alexander with the serve. No problem there. She is very fearless. Deep corner to Colling. Set up outside Studi. Quick termination. Studi just dominating on that left side. Eight kills, and I think they're all from that left wing. 22-20 in favor of Kearney Catholic, and Allie Prasoski rotates in. And Coach Wendy Alexander is going to use her final timeout right here. So timeout on the floor. It's Kearney Catholic 22, Ord 20, opening game here on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports tonight. This Luplat Conference Volleyball Triangular from Ord. Thanks to Athletic Director Ron Bauer and the entire crew for their hospitality. We're in the first set of our final match. Both teams beat Donovan Trumbull earlier tonight. Cardinals very competitive with Ord, just couldn't quite get anything going against Kearney Catholic. Here it's 22-20, Kearney Catholic in the opening game against Ord. As they had just taken the lead, short serve, overpass, free ball. Oprah gets a free one. That ball was served right at Kate Grint. She wasn't quite sure what to do. That ball is not supposed to be served at Kate Grint. She tried to pop it up in the air, but it got above the net and was an easy hammer down. Prasoski to serve. Allie goes deep middle. Picked up that time by Judick. Back set right side. Carson, big swing. Smith with a great dig. Connor's able to set it to Studi. Again on that outside left side and drives it down and good. Studi, good decision, I guess, by Coach Connor and the staff to take that libero jersey off of her. And it's 24-20. Game point here, Kearney Catholic. Prasoski to serve it. Ord needs to get it back at Grant. That time it's in play. Get it to the outside, and it's going to be driven deep and out of bounds by Gittison. And just that quickly, Kearney Catholic, who was down 18-15, finishes on a 10-2 run to take game one by a score of 25-20 and silence the hometown Chanticleer crowd. We'll take a break, look at the first set numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979.
Doug Duda back with you here, taking a look at the first set numbers on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It took Kearney Catholic a little while to get in their groove. Just 90 seconds before the start of the match, Paige Herbert injured her ankle in warmups, and that meant they had to use Courtney Shundoff in her place, and the Stars looked like a struggle early. Shundoff in helping out. Herbert's over here in the bleachers with her left ankle up on ice and elevated. Hopefully she'll be able to come back not too far in the distance future, but she's out tonight. Here's our first set numbers. Tierra Krumel aboard had 2 service points. Morgan Alexander, 1 service point and a kill. Kenzie Drudick had a team-high 4 kills. Kate Grant, 3 kills. Andrea Carson, 2 kills. Jordan Cook, 3 service points, 2 of them aces. And Cassidy Gittison had an ace serve and 3 service points. 13 kills, no ace blocks, which Ward's going to have to find if they want to get a win here tonight. And they did have 3 ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, it was Morgan Studi with 9 kills. Whitney Colling, a service point. Shayla Connor, a service point, 2 kills. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, a service point. Callie Oprick, 1 kill. Anna Squires, an ace block, 3 kills. Allie Prasoski, 3 service points. McKenna Butler, 3 service points. Mackenzie Smith, 2 service points. Kearney Catholic had 17 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves as they take the opening set 25-20. We'll be back with Game 2 between the Chanticleers and Stars right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ord High School, where the Stars will get to serve it away first in game number 2. And they'll move from right to left. Ord will move from left to right. Don't forget, tomorrow night, football, Amherst-Shelton on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic, Minden on ESPN 1460. Then our next volleyball is next Thursday. We'll go to the Fort Kearney Conference. Amherst will welcome in Axtell and Pleasanton for a triangular that gets underway next Thursday. That is at 5 o'clock. And then a week from tomorrow, our high school football, Cozad at Kearney Catholic and Sutton at Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull was here earlier tonight playing volleyball. Looking forward to that football doubleheader next week as Morgan Studi picks up where she left off and gets her 10th kill here as Kearney Catholic gets the opening point of the second set. Let's see how Ord responds here. They just didn't get any runs. There were no long service runs until the very end there where Kearney Catholic pulled it out. And Ord just needs to get some runs here. And they'll get a kill from Andrea Carson out on the left wing to tie things up at 1 apiece. And Morgan Alexander will serve. And Cassidy Gittison will come back into the front row. Kearney Catholic will drop 4 back defensively here. And the serve by Alexander. Down the middle to Smith, running Connor all over the place. But Connor does a great job, one arm up, and it actually goes over the net. Ord, trouble getting it back. Oprick digs it up. Connor dumps it over again. Alexander, her setting counterpart, picks it up. Carson on the outside attack, rattles it off the block. Kearney Catholic digs. Studi's blocked, and it's out of bounds. Studi with her 11th kill. 2-1. Stars with the lead. Again, because there's JV matches going on, Coach Connor has used, like Kylie Teal, a couple of the younger girls that would see some varsity action and put them over there. Great serve by Studi, and it's passed back out of bounds. We'll call it an ace, 3-1. Morgan, with her first point on serve, didn't pick up points the first couple of times in that opening set. And another high serve or high toss, and that time the jump serve goes into the net. So the ace negated by the error. See that so many times from all kinds of different levels of athlete. And to serve for Ord, Jordan Cook. She was the only one that had any serving success in the opening game. Had a couple of aces, but here it's into the net. The teams exchange service errors, and Kearney Catholic will bring in Courtney Shundoff. And back to serve it away, Whitney Colling. For not going 3 sets yet, we have had some longer competitive matches here tonight as the serves across to Krumel. Outside, Drudick, and she'll kill it hard. Kenzie Drudick coming up and driving it home for the Lady Chanticleers. 4-3 the score. And for Ord this year, Drudick leads the team coming into tonight with 136 kills, 91 for Carson. And they are far and away the top 2 attackers for the Lady Chanticleers. Krumel serves it across. It's returned to the net. Connor got it out of there, but the Stars couldn't get it back across. Point Ord, and we are tied at 4. Don't forget, at the end of every sporting event, the Misco Sports postgame show. When this match is done, we'll give you the final stats, coaches' interviews, so stay with us. As Krumel moves it around, Colling has that one. Connor sets outside. Squires drives it through and gets the kill. Maddie with her third kill. Side out for the Stars. Anna Squires into the front row, and Shayla Connor goes back to serve it away. You're listening to Lou Platte Conference Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ord, and Loup City. Serve is over. Chance, go to the middle. Reese gets up. Nice drop down. Stars pick it up. Shunned off on the return. Dug out there by Cook. Set to the outside. And there's Drudik again. Great dig by Colling. And Squires tries to take it over quickly. And didn't. She hit it into the net. And Kearney Catholic dug it out of the net and passed it over. Ord was already celebrating. I would have been too. Squires just drove it into the net. You figured it was over. And somebody, and I apologize, I'm not sure if it was Studi or who it was, dug it out of the net and got it over. And Kearney Catholic gets the point, and Connor will serve it across at 6-4. This time the attack is wide by Ord, so two quick points to the Stars. I believe it might have been Maddie Squires. It was Squires or, well, it was one of them, Maddie or Anna, that got that one across. As Connor serves it over, free ball up, and another quick kill by Kearney Catholic, and all of a sudden they are up 8-4. That didn't take long at all. And a timeout will be taken here by Ord. Yeah, the momentum shifted quickly, and Coach Alexander says, let's just talk things over. Kearney Catholic rallied to win game one, 25-20. They're up 8-4 over Ord in game two. We'll be right back.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
They had a brief timeout there for the Lady Chanticleers. Just try to settle things down. I don't think there was anything X and O-wise there that they really had to go over. But Coach Alexander just wanted to settle them down. And Shayla Connor has served three in a row. Kearney Catholic up 8-4 here in game two. And Connor floats it across to Cook. Set Alexander outside. There's Drudik with another one. Plus Kearney Catholic was in the net. But Drudik will get credit for her sixth kill. Side out Ord. Ord setting at 9-6. And again, according to my calculations, outside of Centura, who's a very solid ball club, the rest of their losses are all to state-rated teams. St. Paul, Lincoln Christian, Wahoo, Kearney Catholic, and Hastings St. Cecilia. To serve it away is Cassidy Giddison. At the 10-foot line, it's set up to Squires. She bounced it off of the net, and it went out of bounds, but Ord is called in the net. I think. Yeah, it's Kearney Catholic ball here. There were some subs. They thought that there had been a rotation change. And Mackenzie Smith, because there is a rotation change, will come in and serve. That ball was out, but Ord was in the net. Smith off the tape. It floats across, and it'll be taken back across softly by Reese as they had to scramble for it. Back set right side, driven down and good by Anna Squires. And Anna will pick up her fourth kill, first of this game. 10-5, Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, complete coverage of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament is 2 weeks away. In Wood River, 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have the finals. As Melanie Reese, off the short set from Alexander, will drop it down and get the kill. Reese with her first kill of this match. Side out for Ord. And again, boy, the Stars look like they'll be right there as the top seed. St. Paul only has one loss coming in, two losses coming into tonight's action. So they'll be right there as the serves across. Kearney Catholic flustered. They pick it up. A couple of one-arms get it across, but Ord doesn't do anything with it. And a chance here for the Stars to regain the offensive advantage. Set into the corner by Connor. Picked up by Bredhauer. Outside Carson. Driven into the block. Dug out by Ord. Carson tries it again. That time blocked again. Carson tips it over. A couple of one-timers. And Kearney Catholic's going to get the point as Studi rattles it over in four hits on Ord. A couple of dysfunctional points here lately. And Kearney Catholic's been the winner of both of them. And in to serve will be McKenna Butler. She was the first star to get more than one serve in, or one in a row, in the first set, and that's what got things turned around. Short serve to Krummel, run down by Carson and passed across. Connor, little short set, Oprich. She wasn't ready for it, at least not a short set. Had to tip it across, dump back over Alexander. The stars run into each other, and a point here for the Lady Chanticleers. Squires didn't see Connor, so she said she would step in and take it. And Shayla didn't see Squires and backed into her. Point Ord. And back in as the libero will be Whitney Colling. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-20. Ord trailing here in second set 11-7. And Gevicki to serve it away. Down the middle it comes, picked up there by Smith. Set right side, Anna Squires will try the near line. It's dug out by Drudik and tipped across that time by Grint. Saved here by the stars, but not a good set. It has to be passed across by Anna Squires. Ord sets outside. Carson stuffed. Callie Oprecht was up there with Anna Squires. And Anna Squires would get the second ace block for the stars. Boy, when you expect the offense to put it away because the rotation over here for Kearney Catholic, they were out of system. If it had gotten by that double block, there wasn't anybody that would have been anywhere to pick it up. But it didn't get by the double block, and a great stuff there by Squires. Allie Prasoski serves it for Kearney Catholic up 12-7. From off the net, Carson will float it into the back row to Smith. Connor short set. Oprich tips it across. Picked up by Drudik. Alexander, short set, has to be bumped across. Communication problems right now for Ord. Connor slides it. Oprich takes it off the block. Dug out in the back row by Krummel. Set to the outside, Carson. She'll drive it across. Nice dig out there by Prasoski to Studi, and her attack is deep. Long rally, and that one won by Ord. Trailing 12-8. But just like game one, both teams not doing a whole lot on their own serve. And back to serve it across will be Alexander. Set to the outside, driven across that time by the stars and Studi. Back to the left side, it'll be taken across there by the Chanticleers and Carson, returned by Connor. Set outside and driven across again by Connor, picked up by Smith in the back row. Left side attack by Studi. Stays in the back row for Ord. Drudik with a good swing, but Colling digs it up. Prasoski gets it up. Studi rolls it over the double block. Ord's all over the floor now. Can they get it back over? Yes, they will with Gittison. Again, Smith picks it up. Middle attack, Oprich, and she'll get the kill. Callie Oprich with just her second kill of the match. And Kearney Catholic gets the side out. And checking out will be Mackenzie Smith. And into the back row will be Morgan Studi to serve it away. Studi with the jump serve into the net. Second service error here in this game for the Stars. And back to serve it away for the Chanticleers will be Jordan Cook. Texas scores on the last play of the half. They lead Iowa State by a score of 17-13. On the old Hail Mary. Tapped across on the overpass by Grint, but Kearney Catholic picks it up and sets it back over at 13-9. A slide, it's in between two Chanticleers, and they don't get it over. So Coach Alexander has to be just a little frustrated that there's been some real communication problems here in Game 2 for Ord. They've had some opportunities, and they just haven't taken advantage as Whitney Colling serves it across. Out of the back row, it'll be taken across there by Drudik. Stars run into each other, and wow, if this was practice right now, I think the whistle would blow and there'd probably be some running, both teams. We have seen what looks like some first night action with some miscommunication, balls falling to the floor, gals running into each other. Let's see if they can get that corrected as Krummel drives it across, and that's going to be an ace serve for Tierra Krummel, and Ord pulls within three at 14-11. Kearney Catholic puts three back. Coach Connor gets up and directs traffic defensively. Both coaches have a daughter playing here. Shayla for Kearney Catholic. Morgan for Ord. Slide to the right side. Shundoff is going to get the swing. And Courtney will get her first kill of this match. Again, Courtney seeing some playing time after Paige Herbert rolled her ankle in pregame warmups. And still over here on the bench with ice on it. And ready to serve it away. Here's Shayla Connor. Connor hits the net, falls over for the ace. The excuse me ace And Shayla Connor will have her first ace serve. It's only the second ace. There hasn't been a lot of problems on serve receive. And Ord is going to take a timeout. That'll be their final timeout. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-20. They're up 16-11. Game two over Ord here on Classic Hits.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to Ord. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and Athletic Director Ron Bauer as we bring you high school volleyball. Timeout, Ord, Shayla Connor to serve it away. Outside, Judith gets a look and drills it off the back row. Amy Johnson, assistant Kearney Catholic coach, tried to deflect the ball into our equipment up here. Always something with her. Give the kill, though, to Drudick, the team's leading attacker. And an ace serve to follow that one up. So that's the way you want to come out of a timeout. Cassidy Gittison with her second ace. And that'll make it 16-13. Major League Baseball, bottom of the second. The Dodgers have jumped up over Atlanta 2-0. Earlier today, the Cardinals crushed the Pirates 9-1. Squires blocked up front by Reese. It hangs on the tape, falls back to the Stars. They'll play it. Right side attack. Squires blocked again, that time by Drudick. Stars dig and pass it across. Free ball here for Ord. Alexander sets middle. Reese drives it across to the great dig by Studi. Off the net, Squires. Maddie off the back row. We got a heck of a rally going as Krummel runs it down. Passes it across to Alexander. Connor sets for the Stars. Maddie Squires blocked up front. Reese dug out Connor and dumped across by Maddie Squires and got some help from the tape. What a point that was. And the Stars end up winning it. And now into serve it away will be Mackenzie Smith. It is 17-13, Kearney Catholic. Smith drives it down the middle, and it's going to be an ace as they can't handle it. And just when Ord got two big points, they give up two. And it's 18-13, Kearney Catholic. Mackenzie Smith makes it 18-13, tries to stay on that service line. Don't forget when we're done, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. Can Ord rally? Smith hits that. It falls over for another ace. Two ace serves in a row for Smith. That makes it 19-13. Ord has already used both of their timeouts, so they've got to turn it around on their own right now. Smith drives it deep. They let it go, and it's just off the back line. So the service error will give it back over to Ord. They need it, trailing 19-14, and they lost the first set 25-20. Ord was up 18-15 in that first set and lost it 25-20. Kenzie Drudick returns the favor, serves it into the net. 20-14, Kearney Catholic. And Callie Oprick comes in to the front row. And McKenna Butler to serve it away. Stars trying to pick up two wins tonight. Donovan Trumbull dropped the pair of matches here tonight as Melanie Reese comes to the middle. She'll get the kill. Nice set by Alexander. And Melanie Reese, who looks good up there. And our first chance to see Ord. Reese looks good, just doesn't get as many opportunities. Although she does have 70 kills on the team. Third on the team, just hasn't had that many tonight. And it's 20-15. Kearney Catholic with Ord to serve. Lucy Gevicki goes to the middle. Smith has it. Up to the right side, the attack by Anna Squires off the block, down and good. Anna with her fifth kill. She was a little more quiet earlier tonight in the match against Donovan Trumbull. Now she'll check out. And coming into the match, Elena Bach will get a chance to serve it away here. Bach, the 5'7 senior, at 21-15 here in the second set. Waits for the whistle, and there it is. And Bach's serve went into the net. Point for Ord. And they're going to leave Bach in there on the other side of the net. Ord will bring Gittison back into the front row, and Morgan Alexander will serve it away. Morgan serve. Knuckleball right at the 10-foot line. Colling got on it, but it's a bump set by Connor. Back row attack by Smith. Big swing. Overpassed. Oprick tried to tip it down. Dug out by Grint. And then Alexander's attack is going to be deep. Smith with that knee brace got up in the air saying, I wanted an opportunity. And it ends up still being a point for the Stars, but off the attack air of Orr. And here's that jump serve Studi. She could close it out with three good ones, and there's the first one. That's in for an ace, 23-16. Studi with her second ace serve of this game. The Chanticleers 2 points away from elimination. Let's see if they can get the ball back. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Studi's jump serve, a little off on that one, didn't get much on it. Picked up by the Chanticleers. Middle attack by Grint. He is going to be deep and out of bounds, and it is match point for Kearney Catholic. At 24-16, again, the Stars have found a way to rally and pull away late in all four sets tonight. Here's the serve, Studi, picked up by Krummel. Set Alexander to the outside. It'll be driven across and deep by Gittison. And the error will end the match as Kearney Catholic picks up the win in straight sets, 25-20 and 25-16 over the Chanticleers. Kearney Catholic improves to 12-6, and Ord will have their 7-match winning streak snapped, and they fall to 9-7 on the season. We'll take a break. Be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Ord High School, where our Lou Platte Conference Triangular has finished up. And they all went two sets, but mostly competitive tonight. Kearney Catholic goes 2-0, Ord 1-1, Donovan Trumbull drops both matches tonight. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years and years, taking care of our area athletes and schools, and continue to do so from their storefront location right here in Ord. A great selection to choose from. You can get your game on at Misco Sports in Ord. Let's take a look at the numbers that we had there in the second set for the Chanticleers. Tierra Krummel had 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Kenzie Drudick had 3 kills. Melanie Reese had 2 kills. Andrea Carson had 1 kill. And Cassidy Gittison had an ace serve. And that was it. 6 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for the Chanticleers. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, it was Morgan Studi, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 2 kills in that set. Also tonight for Kearney Catholic in the second set, Shayla Connor had 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Maddie Squires had 3 kills. Courtney Shundoff had a kill. Callie Oprick had a kill. Anna Squires had an ace block and 2 kills. Allie Prasoski, a service point. And Mackenzie Smith, 3 service points. 2 of those were aces. Only 9 kills by Kearney Catholic, 1 ace block, but they did have 5 ace serves to take game 2, 25-16, and complete the sweep over the Ord Lady Chanticleers. We'll come back and give you the complete numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the Danish Bakery. Legendary pizza with mouth-watering ingredients all piled so high that you'll want a fork and knife. Grab a seat or choose carryout for your family or party. When you tell somebody you're having Danenbrog pizza, they'll know exactly what you're talking about and probably ask you to bring back one or two for them. Served from 5 till 9, and it's a good idea to call for reservations. Fantabulous taste. Neat atmosphere and music, too. Thursday's pizza night at the Danish Bakery in downtown Danenbrog. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Back on Abisko Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the overall numbers in tonight's final match as Kearney Catholic is able to sweep Ord for the Lady Chanticleers. Tierra Krummel had four service points. One was an ace. Morgan Alexander, a service point and a kill. Kenzie Drudick led the team with seven kills. Melanie Reese had two kills. Kate Grant had three kills. Andrea Carson, three kills. Jordan Cook, three service points, two of them aces. Cassie Giddison, two ace serves and three kills. Ord had 19 kills, no ace blocks, and five ace serves. The Chanticleers fall to 9-7 on the season as they have their seven-match winning streak snapped. And up next for Ord, they will head to Gothenburg for a four-team tournament on Saturday. They return home for a duel against Cedar Valley on Tuesday, and they stay busy by going to Hastings for a triangular next Thursday with Adams Central and Loop City Arcadia. For Kearney Catholic, it was Morgan Studi leading the way, taking the libero jersey off tonight, and it paid off. Four service points, two were aces. She led the team in kills with 11 in this match. Whitney Colling had one service point. Shayla Connor, five service points. One was an ace, two kills. Maddie Squires, five kills. There's two ace blocks, five kills. Allie Persosky had four service points. McKenna Butler, three service points. Well, as always, want to make sure that we get the weather alert in there, so not sure exactly where they broke in, so let's look at the Kearney Catholic numbers again. Morgan Studi had four service points, two of them aces, and a match-high 11 kills. Whitney Colling had one service point. Shayla Connor, five service points. One was an ace, two kills. Maddie Squires, five kills. Courtney Shundoff had a service point and a kill. Callie Oprick, two kills. Anna Squires had two ace blocks and five kills. Allie Persosky, four service points. McKenna Butler, three service points. And Mackenzie Smith, five service points, two of them aces. Kearney Catholic had 26 kills, two ace blocks, and five ace serves. As they win the match 25-20, 25-16, they improve to 12-6 on the season. And pretty quiet time for Kearney Catholic. They'll play at Ravenna next Thursday, and then it's in to the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. We'll try and get a quick word here with the Kearney Catholic coach, Chris Connor, and then wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show, and we're chatting with Kearney Catholic head volleyball coach Chris Connor, whose team comes away with two wins tonight, taking care of, in the first match, Donovan Trumbull, and then overcoming a slow start to beat Ord in the second match and beat them for the second time this year. Coach, let's start with earlier tonight against Donovan Trumbull. You're trying to bounce back off the loss from Tuesday to Central Catholic, and you tweaked the lineup a little bit.
We did. Actually tweaked it quite a bit. Just, you know, it seems everything was struggling. I mean, we probably tried five or six different lineups, honestly, and this one tonight felt like it finally clicked. I mean, you just see kind of the release from the kids as far as pressure. And, you know, that we brought Morgan in on the outside, and she just has great ball control and did a good job.
The main one was bringing Morgan out of the libero, putting Whitney as the libero, letting Morgan hit. Basically the same kids. How much more did you really move them around?
And then the second game, you know, having Paige
we'll get
go
to
down.
That, yeah.
And that Anna Squire, she came in and did a great job on the right side, you know. She did some nice things for us early in the season, but, you know, still a freshman, and I thought tonight she played extremely well being just a freshman out there.
Okay, so then we get ready just moments before the second match against Ord. Paige comes down. Twists her ankle. What can you tell us?
Probably not good. My assistant coach said that it looked like a pretty tough turn. So we'll see. You know, she's tough. She seems like she sprains her ankle once every season, though. So unfortunately, it hits right before a conference tournament. But she's a tough kid. There's not too many tougher than her. So hopefully, she'll be back in a couple weeks.
Is that what attributed to maybe the slow start against Ord obviously teammates, doesn't matter what the sport is, you see somebody go down right before you're supposed to play, mentally focused might hurt you a little bit, but it seemed like then as the game moved along, they got back into the flow.
Yeah, well, one, we were just looking for another middle because we sent them both over, it's a triangular, so we sent them both over to the JV court, so we didn't have a middle, so we had to pull one out of there, and thank God they hadn't started the game yet, so we actually had one. Or it might have been a real new training experience for one of those kids.
Positives that you take out of tonight moving forward, and if you do have to move forward without Paige, what's that going to mean?
Well, and Paige does, a lot for us, and she's versatile, and she's so quick and strong, and you know, luckily, I think we've got some younger kids that'll fill in some of those gaps. And I thought the veterans, the kids with some experience actually pulled more weight tonight. And, you know, they just seem to play much more relaxed than we have really the last three or four weeks. So that was good to see. They just kind of seem to get into their rhythm, into their element. What we see at practice is what I saw tonight. So it was a good thing.
And again, just kind of a not the busiest time of the year. You got a week and a half before conference. You play Ravenna, who's down, coming up next week. So I guess you get time to get healed. And if you can't get healed, you get time to work and practice about maybe a new lineup here.
Yeah, you know, I think we're definitely going to stick with this one. And saw a lot of good things tonight. And a lot of it, too, was the last few weeks we just haven't been passing. We kind of got away from those fundamentals because we've been trying to train the hitter so hard, because that's where most of our errors were. But tonight I thought our passers did a better job. Not perfect, but it was much better.
All right, Chris, enjoy the trip home, and I know you always enjoy your time here in God's country.
Of course, Duda. We love Ord. Of course.
We'll see you at conference.
All right, thanks, Duda.
That's Chris Connor, the head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic. Haven't seen Coach Alexander or any of the chants pop out here yet, so I guess we'll wrap it up with that. Earlier tonight, Ord defeated and had to come back in both sets to beat Donovan Trumbull 25-22, 25-22. And then in the second match, Kearney Catholic beat the Cardinals 25-11, 25-14. And here it was 25-20, 25-16, Kearney Catholic over Ord. Our next volleyball is next Thursday, Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Amherst as the Broncos welcome in Axtell and Pleasanton. Tuesday, we're going to take off. We might go watch a little UNK Wayne State volleyball on Tuesday night, a top 10 matchup. And, of course, Michaela Mestel playing for Wayne State. You've got the Sokolowski girls playing for UNK, and that starts at 7 o'clock next Tuesday. Tomorrow night, high school football, Battle of Unbeatens, Amherst at Shelton here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic at Minden on ESPN 1460. And then next Friday, Cozad, Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, Sutton are our football games. Going to be